have to be honest, yes, I am. It was a bad judgment call, and I have to say that the Ambassador Theatre Group, the owners of the London Apollo Victoria Theatre, have unequivocally, you know, apologised and they realised that a mistake has been made and that inappropriate solutions were presented.
Take us through it.
We arrived at the show comfortably seated. Gregor, we've never had any behavioural problems with him. Thankfully, he's got an infectious smile to him, and he's very happy all the time. We were asked about 15 minutes into the show to step out of the theatre and watch from a position that Gregor couldn't actually see over. That was through a glass partition, because it was too high, which left us obviously no other solution, and we had to leave the theatre from this.
Did other audience members complain then? How did it come to the attention of people who worked at the theatre?
It was primarily through the sound engineer and who had alerted staff, and that this was a concern of theirs. And there was no single complaint from the audience.
So no, the people sitting behind in front and to the sides of you didn't complain?
No, absolutely. And we've had one or two reports back in. We've started up a Facebook page, /groups/GreenWicked, and one or two have on the night that were there present can back that up on that.
So. Tell me now, honestly, Glenn, what was from Gregor's position, what was happening? Was he getting excited? As I say, I've heard it's fantastic. Was it the what was happening?
And no disrespect, there's not a dispute here. The cast of Wicked, it's not some sort of vigilante group against ATG or the cast of Wicked, who I have to point out are absolutely superb. But Gregor, the only thing we can think of was that he has a hearty laugh, and the fact is that it's always in context. It's never out of context, always at the right time. So whether or not this was an issue, or whether or not it was Gregor, it was the issue, and maybe something else, we don't know.
But I don't understand how you don't know. Have you met with the theatre group to discuss it?
Yeah, we have, and I have to say that the conclusion that we've drawn up now is the fact that we're looking for the joint resolve, and are working behind the scenes to turn this unfortunate incident into something of credible awareness. And that's something that we've been very proud of. We've always never gone in demanding anything or anything like that. And as I said, ATG have now, you know, apologised, which we respect. And I'd also like to reinforce the fact that they are working continually in the background to try and work out with us, as I said.
Goodness, you're a reasonable man. Glenn, stay with us for a second, because I'd like to ask you some more questions. Julia Potts is Head of Learning and Access at the Ambassador Theatre Group. Good evening to you, Julia.
Hi there, Eddie.
How did this happen?
Well, it's a very unfortunate incident, which we deeply regret. It is not our policy that anyone who has a disability and may make a noise as an expression of enjoyment or for any reason at all should be asked to leave the theatre. We've spoken a number of times with Glyn and some of his friends and family, and we're trying very hard to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again in one of our theatres.
How do you make it up to Glyn and Gregor?
Well, I think the best thing we can do, as well as saying sorry, is to look at every aspect of our practice and to identify in some detail how a situation like this might arise and things that we can do to improve that. And that will include training, it will include awareness, it will include having very honest conversations with our staff. That said, I think it is important to remember that a show like Wicked is a very complicated show. It's a very high-pressured environment. We have 2,000 people in that auditorium, and we have a duty of care to all of them, as well as to families.
Yeah, well, be careful about going down that particular route, because that's a bit of a dead end for you, because there wasn't a complaint from anybody else.
Well, whenever there's a disturbance in the auditorium, if there's any kind of noise or anything like that, we do have a duty to find out what's going on, because obviously somebody could be unwell or something like that.
Well, having three or four people get up in the middle of a performance and leave would cause a bit of a disturbance, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my point is that as a theatre owner, and I'm not in any way decrying that this family had a very bad experience, and Glyn knows how deeply sorry we are, and, you know, this goes against everything that we're trying to achieve in terms of our access policy. But I'm merely making the point that we have a responsibility to all of the people